Hello and welcome to YHTV's Flowing into Awareness with visionary and master intuitive Anatara. This is episode 14. I'm Christina Souza Ma, your host of this program. Today's show is Expect Abundant Rewards from Your Life. I love it already. Hello, Anatara.
Hi, Christina. Yeah, imagine that we may expect abundant rewards. I talk a lot about not having expectations, about letting the universe bring to us what we're meant to have, things like that. And so this title almost seems to contradict that, although it doesn't actually.
I get the sense that you're going to help us create the awareness of what those rewards are.
I will do my best. the truth is that as we come into our own, as we become the best human expressions of the all that is that we can possibly be, and as we find our own unique little ways to travel into whatever our path is, and as we start to slough off those patterns and limitations and expectations of the personality and of the ego and of the mind that stop us from moving forward most of the time, or divert our movement into a sidetrack rather than the mainstream of where we're meant to be going. As we come into the truth, the real truth of who we are, the universe can then deliver the abundance, whatever kind of abundance that is meant to us. So when we find how to behave and act and feel and receive from our entourage, like I talked about last time, we can then translate that into becoming us, whatever the real us is, and then it's okay to start expecting abundant rewards. I think perhaps the word reward is a twist on the theme that I'm really getting at, but that's okay because we understand what reward means. A reward in general is something that we receive that makes us feel like whatever it was that we were doing was right, that whatever was done well, it was helpful, it was full, it was resonant in some way with something that could be interpreted as being good. So a reward doesn't have to be a payment for anything as much as it can be exactly what's meant to come to us and be ours, because we've figured out who we are. So as we come more and more and more into being ourselves, and the work that we're doing, the people that we know, the conversations that we have are clearer and clearer and clearer, and less sort of gummed up with ego. It's then really easy for the 100% availability of all abundance that reverberates throughout our lives to actually make it to us. So we'll see it, we'll notice the abundance, and then that abundance can start to flow our way. And literally, I think it's not quite as much a matter of it flowing to us as it is of us recognizing it and accepting that we're allowed to have it. Because those smaller, those baser personality thoughts and feelings and moments that keep us from being in abundance, and by keeping us from being ourselves, our true selves, It's just a game. It's just a little mind spot that flares up and blocks the view of the deepest resonance of who we are in the universe and what we may expect in terms of abundance. So there's a kind of excitement that happens when you know that deep within you connections are being made that feel so right. They feel so good. You become so sure. You know that you're starting to get something. And even as we just start to understand a new element of us, a new element of ourselves, little bits of abundance start to circulate around us. And if we are aware enough and sometimes quick enough to notice it, we can feel it and reach out to it before it moves by waiting for its next pass. I firmly believe and know that everything that we are meant to receive has always been here. It's always been around us. And it keeps trying to knock on the door or knock on the window, sort of tap our heads and say, you know, yoo-hoo, here I am. Listen to me. Come here. Pay attention. Receive this. And those moments are happening rapidly now. There's much less in the way, you know, much less of that gunk that keeps us from feeling the invitation of the abundance, the delivery of the abundance. One of the things that I've really been feeling personally in the past few weeks, especially, is that none of this happens in one direction or the other. It's not just me looking for what I want, and it's not just what I want looking for me. It's, you know, the universe has everything in it that I could possibly ever need. And I have everything within me that the universe could possibly need. And it's not flowing one way or the other. It's a continuous spiral of giving and receiving, of messaging out and messaging in. And sometimes it flows more strongly in one direction than another, and then it changes, it reverses. It just depends on who being the universe, the multiverse, or who being us, who is aware, most aware at a specific time of what the overall plan is, of what the overall abundance could possibly be. We spend so much time as people searching and hunting and seeking and trying so hard to achieve abundance. Abundance in money, abundance in love, abundance in friendship, abundance of things, abundance of enlightenment and awareness. We just try so hard sometimes. We push, we fight, we misrepresent ourselves, we lie, we cheat sometimes, we struggle, we compete. We work really hard at trying to figure out who we are and what we are. And as abundance becomes more and more accessible because we are allowing it, we then shed some of those mechanisms, some of those, you know, the means through which we've been attempting to achieve abundance. But is it us that's shedding those things, or is it that abundance in all ways can more clearly, we can more clearly hear it because the abundance is also clearer, stronger, less held back by whatever, you know, the energies of existence were controlling it through. So really what I'm saying is it's not just the responsibility of us as individuals. It's not just the responsibility of the multiverse to make this integration occur. It belongs to all of us, and us that is an us. And us that has different elements and different aspects, but that is really this beautiful entity functioning in perfect symbiosis. You know, not a parasitical kind of situation ever, but always a working together, a flowing together to help the whole entity, the whole being with all of its parts be the sweetest, clearest, most loving, representation of being that it possibly can be.
You know, I was told by a mentor many, many years ago, like when you meditate and when you ask for abundance, be very, very careful and be very specific on the type of abundance you're asking for. Because it can be, if you say, I need abundance in my life, it's abundance across the board that can come flooding in. So some can seem very positive, some can seem very negative. And also, I've found in my own experience that the abundance can have a certain face on it that will look like it's not supportive or helpful. But that is just the facade of it. And behind that wall, as we allow time to unfold it, is like the unfolding of a flower or a lotus blossom, really. It's magnificent on the other side. But we have to go through this path or go through this journey to actually allow that unfolding. Or some people call it a test.
Yeah, we see a lot of things as tests. And I think that what I'm trying to pinpoint in this discussion is that since there's no difference between us and the us that is the multiverse and is really abundance, how can we best function together so that the tests aren't received as icky tests or challenges? They are received as just part of the abundance, you know, as you were describing. And if we think of it as not having to do anything uncomfortable or untoward, but just simply do it or be it, then the energetic gain from achieving and flowing through what we used to think of as a test then becomes abundant, and the truth of it becomes abundantly clear. this is like taking one step further mind-wise about how we've described things and how we've perceived and received things and tried things.
Tried. I would say just do. Don't bother trying. Just do.
Exactly.
Trying is an excuse. Just do it.
And trying can just seem so onerous.
Oh, yes. Yes, absolutely. Empower yourself. Just do it.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Anatara, for this moment in sharing with us the ways that, you know, that we are rewarded and really is all around us. We really are gifted every day. It's just becoming aware to actually see what those items are. And it can be very simple.
And remembering, you're absolutely right. And remembering that the trick to abundance is to remember that it's a result. It's the reward, back to that word, but it's the result of being as clearly ourselves as we possibly can be.
There you go. Thank you, Anatara, for this incredible moment of awareness that you've created for us.
You're very welcome.
And of course, we would like to thank each and every one of you for joining us in this new platform of education and information. We're grateful for your continuous support, and we look forward to hearing your feedback on how we can serve you better. We invite you to join us live on Tuesdays for Magical Medical Tour at 10:30 a.m. Pacific Time, 1:30 Eastern Time. Wednesdays for Trinity of Life at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, followed every other week with Flowing Into Awareness with Anatara. Anatara has assisted many through spiritual counseling for over 25 years with clients throughout the U.S., Canada, and Europe. She continues to do intuitive readings, which she calls angel listenings. You can be in touch with Anatara at myyogahub.com/Anatara, on Twitter at Anatara, and of course through her own website, anatara.ca. Until next time, Namaste.